Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it. Come on, let's praise the Most High. You and I, we're singing. For There is only one God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Captivity is looked on us. We still talking stronger by the system, adorned in Egypt's garments. Only meant for slaughter on their level. The black folks that grew up by the concrete, your blood from the rose petal. Our house sever, many dry bones, blind darkness. Respectful bird around to make a meal out the carcass of the unlearned deceit. Lie right in their mouth, because we turn the deaf ear and the wisdom is it cried out. But wait, you gather all nations that's not desired for the speaking of the most high faith. We're soon inspired, not a lie. So I made a song to prophesy that we have to do away with the wicked, seek the most high, and never reply. We already did it, so set aside, because the people that is waiting on y'all, you the Messiah. So we say,
there is none before,
and that's y'all.
There is none beside,
and that's y'all.
There is only one God.
Once again, let them know that
there is none before,
and that's y'all.
There is none beside,
and that's y'all.
There is only one God.
Yeah, yeah. Faith, we ride for, we die for. Serve y'all only, because there is no one besides one.
There is only one God.
Yeah, yeah. My feet planted holiness in Yah in this sanctuary. Righteousness was filled. Many seekers revealed. Right on the seventh day, the fear of Yah walking on his ways. Truth, righteousness, mercy, judgment maintained. Can't forget about perfection. We must be equal to be restored, to bring goodness to Yah's people. Change people broken by the world and Yahweh's prophets. Darkness is not an option. Yah light will guide us out of purity. Cleaving the Yah is what the people do. The words of Yah show to them. Soaps the old podium. We'll procure your treasure no matter what other nations do. Gotta change up our heart, and we will make it through to know that
there is only one God.
Let them know, let them know, let them know that
there is none before,
and that's Yah.
There is none beside,
and that's Yah.
There is only one God.
Let them know, once again, say
there is none before,
and that's Yah.
There is none beside,
and that's Yah.
There is only one God.
Yeah, yeah, faith, we ride for, we die for, serve y'all only, because there is no one besides one.
There is only one,
y'all. Let's take a poll, say, we praise y'all, we praise y'all, come on, 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 we praise y'all, we praise y'all, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Praise the mighty God.
There is only one God.
Praise the mighty God. Praise the mighty God.
There is only one God.
Hallelujah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going and don't give up. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when he make me cry. Carry me on when he break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when he make me cry. Carry me on when he break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Have you ever been down and out? No one to look to. Who can you call on? Seem like nothing is going your way. Pockets turned thin, all of your cash gone. Then you face the east and hit your knees and stretch your hands high to the most high. Then you pour down a blessing too big to receive. Cause you remember every time that you pay tithes. You see, we all got problems. Get your burden to y'all, lay down your tribulation. You see, we gotta be strong and courageous like y'all commanded Joshua and Caleb. Don't nothing come easy in this word. Everything that you need, but believe you gotta work for it. Might have to go through the dirt for it. Y'all can still the thing, but look to the glory of kings that he searched for it.
When the light gets dark, Yahweh keeps my candle blowing on. And when things seem like they're too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong.
Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, He makes me rise. Wipe my tears when He made me cry. Carry me on when He break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I lost, I won. I love for a family member, and my heart grew cold as the snow in December. I look to my left, then I look to my right. No man in sight, but Yah was waiting straight ahead at the end of the light. Don't give up the fight. It's never too late as long as you got breath. And Ruach left for wickedness. Y'all remove my steps. If I get a second chance, I'ma do my best. Be eyes to the blind, feet to the lame, a father to the poor. And I broke the jaws of the wicked, plucked the spoil out of his dentures. When he went against them, gave hope to those ready to perish. Caused a widow's heart to sink. I put on righteousness, and they clothed me as a robe and diet. Deep, stay strong like Joe with our Elohim. Please, y'all redeem your holy seat. And those that's pain in the heart who don't see, they gon' make it across. Please tell them, see. See, y'all, but keep going in the strength of y'all. Whenever I fall, He make me rise. Wipe my tears when He make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, He make me rise. Wipe my tears when He make me cry. Cure me on when He break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah.
When the light gets dark, Yahweh keeps my candle blowing on, and when things seem like they're too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong. When the light gets dark, Yahweh keeps my candle glowing on, and when things seem like they're too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong.
Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, He make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, He make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Say they don't know, but we gon' let them know. Say they don't know, but we gon' let them know. Say they don't know, but we gon' let them know. Say they don't know, we about to let them know. Now check it, now check it. Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers. As we discuss the Exodus and all the things that Egypt's still doing to with bad check, but still say it's the land of the beautiful. To hear over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This hard school's the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon peace on downsizing. Man, I found a new game, new strategy. So that half of my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people ass, but all they do is laugh at me. They just little lambs getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders up. Gotta leave this job before it's set. Don't find it, cause when y'all requires it, be our desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch, chin chain, but the who's this? Who's that? Muscat, sail crack, who rap, but see my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. Okay, boxes of packages for higher guys to employ it to. We know the side of Megamora. See, it's the land of idolatry. Wickedness is queer in 2 weeks. You know this, that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job is getting better, whatever. My keeper vows for me through any endeavors. To my stony heart, and it changes for meekness. So everybody try to take one kind of weakness. They still convoy, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. See, I don't argue with a fool. See, my demeanor is strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand that you just follow by the rules. It's subordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise Almighty God. Watch that witness start decaying. But it's coming from me. So you know they go ignore it. Ignore it. It doesn't matter what they gonna beat on for. Because my hat, my clothes, my toe, they know the soul. See, new cars, new frames, no belt, no watch and chain, but the who's this, who's that, muskets, cell crack, who raps, but see my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see, see they don't know, see they don't know, about who, see they don't know, see they don't know, about who, see they don't know, see they don't know, about who. See, they don't know, see, they don't know, about who? Not to the east, not to the east, we say. And to the west, not to the west, we say. And to the north, and to the north, we say. And to the south, and to the south, we say.
And we gonna let them know.
Yeah, live free. Come on, fourth tribe. 100 centuries. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars cause they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was taxing. Not what prices on our backs. And the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field. Certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with deal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake news and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go.
I wanna go.
There's nothing left of me.
But Yah, he is the king, and he will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your automobile. Start your heart, baby, pop, baby, dog, don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way, just spend my Yah all day pressing him, just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that he's literally gone. Till then I'm stuck in my zone, staying focused on the day when he finally takes us home. Till then I'm prophesying to the dry bones. Till the day that I'm gone, and Yah revealed what he has shown. That Yah way is Elohim, he is him, and none alone.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go.
I wanna go.
There's nothing left of me. Of this horrid slavery.
From slavery.
400 centuries.
400 years.
Nothing left for you to hold.
There's nothing left.
All I want to be.
All I wanna
is
be.
Is with my God and live free.
Free.
All I want to be.
All I
wanna
be.
Is with my God and live free.
Free.
All I want to be,
all I want
is
to
with
be.
My eyes and live free. All I want to be,
all I
want is with my eyes and live free.
Free.
All I want to be,
all I
want is with my eyes and live free. Live free. Yeah. Take a look at my soul.
Take a look.
All I want to do is go.
I want to go.
There's nothing left of me.
Nothing left
of this horrid slavery.
Slavery.
400 centuries.
400 years.
Nothing left for you to hold.
There's nothing left.
All I want to be.
All I want to be.
Is my God and live free.
Free.
All I want to be is with my eye and live free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo.
Take ye out the book of Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. In the beginning he told us to end him, that we wasn't winning because of the sin. In the 400 centuries Yahweh descended. He's a repentant and this is our genesis. To our exodus in Leviticus. Learn from respectfulness. So we can number our days and teach us that we were the slaves of Deuteronomy 28. The most popular tree anointed Joshua is proving that Yah loves us. Ascending his judges, rejecting the grudges, embracing the truth of the nations of truth. Is shown through Ruth, the woman that they will come through. Peace, Samuel 1 and 2. Yah's chosen the king, and you want to. Recognition, chronicles in the first and the second. And Taylor Hop, Mohane, back by the river Ahava. Still with Nehemiah in his time of the better known as Esther. Job struck with disease and boils at Festus. And we giving our arms by singing Hebrew songs. The most wisest words spoken in Proverbs. The collecting teacher, ecclesiastical preacher. Tell us when to reach us. Quote the songs belong to Solomon. Understand the way that I'm on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, lamenting in Jerusalem fell. Also seen by Ezekiel. Visions in the beginning of Daniel. God said return to him in prayer. Remember Hosea. If we call on Yah El, he'll remember as well. Spoken by Yoel. There's no other book. It's famous for words. Get deeper in ancient. Isaiah, Jonah, and Micaiah. It's unlike Yah. Their rise from the whirlwind in Nehemiah. I'm giving you a look like he gave a Habakkuk. Gather the wells and learn from Zephaniah. The city of waves burned up to Hosea. This is the last days and then Zechariah. Remember the law of Moshe. And this has been 39 books given to you by Yeshua. I'm Malachi. Speak ye out the book of Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak ye out the book of Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Speak ye out the book of Yah. Come on. Let's go. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah is rinsing up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pool seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge. The fountains of living waters, the showers weaving righteousness, restores my order and turns the song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments fight like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my your refugee. I'm now Yah's planet.
We don't
mind
from
saying
that. We don't mind from saying that. We don't mind. We don't need. We don't run from the city, run from the city, we don't fight from the city of God. We don't march from the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sing.
A thousand meters rough, measure waters came to your ankle. The method did repeat, waters came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolishness is forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's hurt that stuff really quickly. Make our soul solace to fit me. So, we come.
We
come.
We don't march in fear of God. We don't dance, we don't sleep. We don't march in fear of God.
The greatest of the Most High for getting me out, for blessing me with understanding of what you're talking about. My sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you, but woke me from a slumber, pulled me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know what understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God, to my very last breath, and use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah. Pagan's holy name, regard, we have come a long way. Yet we got so far before we, right before I came. All of this ain't seen till we the sons of righteousness. With healing up in our wings,
we
gone.
We don't mind the city of God. We don't mind the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city. We don't fight to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance, we gon' sing. We gon' run to the city. Run to the city of God.
I'm on the go. I'm on the go.
I wanna go.
I'm on the go. I'm on the go.
I'm
on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go home. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. Yeah, I'm on the go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Go.
Thank you. I'm the messenger of Yah, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the Jakes are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Justice beat Israel fried up. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your rapists every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your old kids call this the good life. Like the hood's right. That's Zion. Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. We're about to get back started to resume our holy convocation teachings. But let's open up with a prayer. Giving all praises, all glory, all honor unto the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, the Master of Masters, the Creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, the Most High Yah, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give all praises and glory and honor unto thee. For thou, mighty Yahweh, art the only one, the only Savior, and the only Redeemer that has blessed us, the children of Israel, thy people. Thou, mighty Yahweh, has founded us and now has made us thy people, given us thy covenant. And we call on thee on this holy day to praise you and to worship you and honor you. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for your great mercies, for your great loving kindness that you bestowed upon us and your great truth. We ask that you forgive us for our iniquities, our transgressions, and our sins. We ask that you remember our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the covenant you made with them, so that we may be able to be delivered from this place and return unto thy holy land. Please, mighty Yahweh, look upon thy people, even the sick, even our people that are down and sick, in our sisters' congregations in Mississippi, and all throughout the earth, your people that need you the most. Please, mighty Yahweh, for thou art the only healer, and we need you to heal us and look upon the afflicted so that we may be delivered and rose up. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for the words that you have allowed us to hear this day and the food that we have received. We ask you continue to be with us and show us thy messages and allow thy truth to be magnified. For we love you, Yahweh, and we need you for all things. We praise you and worship you and honor you by saying hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Amen. So without further delay, let me introduce our next moray to bring you some beautiful words of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Amore Ishaya Yisrael from here, the House of Israel, has been teaching the word of Yahweh for nearly 30 years. He is the co-founder of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference that was founded by Amore Elisha Yisrael. He is also the host of the radio blog broadcast Nothing But the Truth that airs 6 days a week, beginning at 7 p.m. He is also a teacher of many teachers across this land, and he is most importantly, Moriah-Shai is the servant of Yahweh, our Elohim. So let me bring you Moriah-Shai ben Yisrael. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah.
Yah
is righteous. Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. You may be seated. And Shabbat Shalom to everyone. And Shabbat Shalom to all those listening by the way of internet, YouTube, Blog Talk, and everywhere else they can get our class. Hallelujah. Everybody feel good on this Shabbat day? Yeah, y'all brought y'all through another week. Not brought y'all through, brought us through another week. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Before we get into our lesson today and questions for today's class, just want to take a second to acknowledge just a few things, a couple people. Where's she at? She probably upstairs. Our beautiful Palu had her 12th birthday just this past week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she says she's still accepting gifts, so it really ain't over. The party ain't over. And then we have some birthdays coming up. One of her big sisters, Zamira. Her birthday coming up. And I don't even acknowledge people's birthday before they come. But I'm acknowledging hers because guess what she want to do on her birthday? I never heard this before. She said she want to pass out pillows and blankets to the poor on her birthday. What do you think about that now, Tally? We know what you like doing on your birthday. I thought that was beautiful. And if she was here and she's still here in our hearts and mind, our spirit, and in my children, my late wife, our big Yael birthday will be today. She will be dancing right now and trying to go to Bahama Breeze or something like that. That was her little spot. That was our little spot in North Carolina. So a lot to celebrate. And, of course, we had a beautiful time celebrating the marriage of Abraham, or the renewal of their covenant last week. Hallelujah. And got another one this weekend for my brother Shalim. Hallelujah. He looks strong right now. One more day, them knees going to get weak. And I'm standing up there. Oh, yeah. When was your birthday? August 6th. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Happy belated birthday. Nobody let us know, huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, a lot going on. I understand. I'm standing up with Abraham and all us. I look to the sisters on my left, and they standing there strong and beautiful and pretty. Then I looked at my brothers in these beautiful linen suits. I'm like, my goodness, man. They just crying like they getting married. My goodness. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, yeah, they just Atlanta, they're just blowing like, I said, my goodness. I'll never forget it. We were me, Moray Alicia. He was myself. And I'm thinking it was Yehoshua. I can't remember who was the third person. But all three of us was on stage at the time when we were in Moray Alicia was, he was officiating the funeral of our late, great, beautiful brother Herman, Minister Herman Taylor down in Jackson, Mississippi. And it was hard because this is our brother. He's just not a minister. This was our brother. And so as soon as we got finished, he nudged me. He said, man, don't you ever do that again. I'm like, we had a funeral. What I do? I didn't even say nothing. He said, man, don't be crying like that no more while we standing up. You almost made me cry. Don't be doing that no more. And it was just funny because, you know, at some, I mean, can y'all imagine a minister crying at a wedding? And all y'all don't know, Elsie, all y'all done almost made it come out of me. But no, I was, and somebody got me on camera doing my, and speaking of marriages, just to correct the order of things. The first marriage of this year was my daughter and brother Emmanuel at the top of the year, at the beginning of our Hebrew calendar. And then second was Micaiah and Elsie. They was the second marriage. They got married a week before we even went to the week right before Tennessee. So we were not the start of anything. It just, as the brothers are saying, it just happened to happen to happen. Shalim's wedding will be the seventh one of this year. So we, it's, yeah, it's been a lot. It wasn't nothing, I mean, a few planned, but it wasn't planned because of other people. Nobody got the marriage bug. It was just how y'all did it. Yeah, that's how y'all did it. So in a year, we got room for more, y'all. We got room for more. So you never know. Y'all fly that angel in, fly that dove in, and you just never know. Never know. Before we go into our lesson today, are there any questions for today's class? Ma'am, get the mic. Get the mic going.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My question is, we don't we don't celebrate like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Sure we do.
We don't celebrate those things, and I'm not sure if it says in the scripture, if I'm wrong, that we're not supposed to do with the way of the heathen. Mother's Day and Father's Day is on the calendar for them, and we celebrate those. We recognize those days and do things on those days. We acknowledge those days and ignore the others when they're considered, when they're coming from the same place. Hallelujah.
Very, very good question. And that's a real, not only good question, but it's a real easy answer. Is your birthday on the calendar? It is on the calendar. The heathens put that on the calendar. It's on there, but it's going by the heathen calendar. In other words, the Almighty said, according to, let me show y'all this in the book of Deuteronomy, real quick, Deuteronomy 28. And Obadiah, read that 40, start at the 45th verse.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because you hearken not unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because you serve not Yah your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things.
For the abundance of how many things?
All things.
And we don't rejoice for Yah for what he has blessed us with. And Yahweh didn't bless us with Christmas. He didn't bless us with Easter. He didn't bless us with all these other pagan days, Halloween. But he blessed us with a mother and a father. And why wouldn't we rejoice and celebrate that? Even though the heathen said you should do it on this particular day, you really should do it every day. But to choose a day to make your mother special, to choose a day to make your father special, that's just not a sin, no matter how, what the heathens do. As a matter of fact, the heathens... It's even ironic that they even tell you to honor or rejoice and respect your parents on this day. And people will find a reason not. No, because the heathen said, I'm not going to do it. What kind of mess is that? Now, I can see if you said, since the heathen's eating turkey on Thanksgiving, I'm not eating turkey. Now, I can understand that. But to not honor your parents, if you're supposed to do it every day, ain't that a day? So I think it's a just a false argument. We're supposed to rejoice in all things, and your parents is something great. If we honored our parents like Yahweh wanted us to honor our parents, that wouldn't even be a question, because they are that great. Of course, our parents have failed us. And the children have failed their parents, because all of us have failed the Most High. So that is the truth about that. Any other questions? Or comments? Well, maybe some will come up process of our lesson. Yes, sir, Amasa. Elder Mesa, my elder, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was wondering if the conversation that we had at the house the other day, had you done any more consideration on that?
Which one? The one?
About fleeing seven ways, and we were talking about.
Well, no, I have thought about it, and I already know it's significant, but I hadn't put my mind to it yet. But I'm putting my mind more to the latter question that you asked me about, and that is my brother asked me, he said, even though I did answer it, but there are some other things that I wanted to consider. And my brother asked me, who was the last prophet? And who was the last one heard the voice of Elohim? And so there are some things that I'm considering, and I put my mind to that. I'll let you know about that.
Hallelujah. Okay, that's fine. I know it's a deep question that needs to be researched. I've been looking at it myself. I have no idea, but I told you what I heard.
Yeah, read.
And you didn't quite agree with that, but
right.
We can look into it.
And that's because I already had certain things in my mind as a result of that, but there are things that it made me consider more.
Right.
All right.
Right. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh. Quick comment.
Just want to introduce my father, Lawrence, right here.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the mighty Yah. Stand up for my brother, Shalil. Hallelujah. My goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pleasure meeting you. Pleasure meeting. Yeah. You all the way from Cleveland, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. My goodness, it's a pleasure meeting you. Heard a lot about you, and yeah, it was. It is. It is. It is. And it's because I think your son might have been around. How old were you when we met? Yeah, he was young. I know he wasn't even 20 yet. And so down in North Carolina, and you got a beautiful son. He's strong and beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And Shalem, he wanted to serve the Most High and began to study the scriptures and start finding himself. And he said, look, he came to me and said, Morey Ishaya, I'm learning, I'm getting stronger. I love this word. He said, but I don't have a name, Of course, y'all named him, but in the Hebrew culture, we have Hebrew names. He said, but I don't have a name. And he said, well, you choose one for me. And I done named a lot of people. I mean, a whole lot. But I know everybody I named. I know everybody I gave names to. And but his is unique. And a lot of people don't. They hear the names, but they don't know what they mean for real. And I don't name people after people. I name people after words and after things that I see in them. And so I came to him and I said, well, I think the Creator showed me who you are. And I said, your name is Shalem. And he said, well, what do that mean? I said, it means perfect, wholehearted. Sincere, because when this guy, and I watched him for years, everything he would do, and he would mess up a lot of times. So perfect don't mean don't mess up. But what he would do, you can tell he put his whole heart into it. And he was totally sincere, not fake, not even a little bit. And he will try to the extent you will have to say, Shalil, Shalil, calm down, slow down, man. And still to this day, this guy's like that. He won't even smile if he don't think he should be smiling at that time. Yeah, we're like, you can smile, man, you can smile. He, praise Yah, praise Yah. But, yeah, you got a beautiful son and one of the most sincere person I know. Hallelujah. This is a great honor and pleasure that you're here. Any other questions or comments? No other questions or comments? No? All right. Did they introduce you, sis? Our sister all the way from Florida. I mean, she was here last week, too, but did anybody introduce you? Go give her that mic. Tell the family who you are.
My name is Alexia. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Right there with my brother Yehoshua. And she came up to visit. She came up, like many people come to Cincinnati, visit and say, man, I might want to live here in Cincinnati.
Right, right. Saw the mountains.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And she met a lot of y'all at the conference in St. Simon's Island. And that was that your first one? That was her first conference. And we was all climbing trees and everything. We was really acting like monkeys in St. Simon's. And but we had a great time. And but I praise my Yah. I just wanted y'all to know who was in y'all presence. Hallelujah. No, we celebrate all your names, and when the Creator gives you the Spirit, He'll let you know who you are. But you're not who the heathen say you are. You might be who your mother and father say you are, but you definitely are not who the heathen say you are. Of course, our brother Micaiah and his beautiful wife, Elsie, there. Y'all here now? Y'all settled? Y'all don't have to go back no more, do y'all? Is there anything y'all have to go back for? I know y'all left something. One more trip. Oh, my goodness. One more trip. They going back. It is not like going to Atlanta, Georgia, or Cleveland. They going all the way to Denver and back. Denver and back. I'm like, my goodness. It's all good. It's all good. Mile high. Look, I was in Denver with my beautiful brother and sister, and they got married twice. And we in the Mile High, and all the gas stations, they got oxygen tanks because it's the elevation. Yeah, they got oxygen tanks and everything. I said, my goodness, get out of Denver, man. But them mountains are the most beautiful thing. Hey, they are beautiful. Like Tennessee, they probably got Tennessee beat. It just didn't stay there long enough. Because, I mean, well, you in the city looking at mountains in Denver. So, praise the mighty God. Well, what I wanted to talk about is a little bit about the end times. Oftentimes, we don't put our mind to the end as we should. And we don't see it as the Creator see things. So we will just move along just to get along, but our mind is not all the way there. For example, you get to a certain age, if you're not considering, if you're not thinking, man, I got more years behind me than in front of me, then you're not considering nothing. You got to consider that at some point in time, because you got to plan for things. You got to, you know, something can happen. You know. And that's when you consider the end. Now, when you're young, you're not considering that at all. But the Most High wants you to consider that when you're young. He wants you to consider that. That if I'm blessed, I'm going to get old. But things will come to an end, you know. If you're blessed, you have to come to the, well, my children going to grow up. In other words, that's going to come to an end, and I don't have to rear them no more and take care of them more. They're going to be on their own and take care of themselves. Did I prepare them to take care of themselves? Did I prepare them for marriage? Did I prepare them to work on their own, to live life to the fullest by themselves? A lot of parents, they keep their kids on the porch all the way to the end and then wonder why you so, you let everybody take advantage of you. Well, mom and dad, you never taught me how to take care of myself, how to protect myself, how to do for myself. Now I'm out here and people saying they love me and I believe them. Instead of preparing. And we got to prepare for the end. And there's things that we should be considering in the end. And watch something the Creator let us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And you can type in the end if you want to. This is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. No, but I even read the 16th verse. Start at the 15th verse.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness? wherein were fiery serpents.
Because when we think of the wilderness, we some people think it's talking about a forest like in Africa. No, wilderness is a desert. But the desert do have some things, and some of the things the desert has is not friendly. Fiery serpents.
And scorpions.
And scorpions.
And drought.
And drought.
Where there was no water.
Yeah, the Almighty wanted you to know, if you don't know a drought, too big of a word for you, he'd tell you what it is. Where there is no what?
Water.
Who brought you forth water out of the rock of the flint.
The only way you get water, and the Almighty had to provide it. Go ahead.
Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you to do you good at thy latter end.
So the Almighty, he wanted to do you good at the latter end, but this is how you know the latter end, or one of the signs of the latter end. The Almighty said he's going to do what? He's going to prove you. He's going to humble you. He's going to see what's in your heart. And a lot of times people start going through a lot of troubles. They trying to figure out why. And it's because the Almighty is testing you, proving you, just seeing what you're really made of, because he's going to do something good. But ain't no sense in me doing nothing good for you if you're not going to appreciate it. It's no sense in me doing anything good for you if you're not going to recognize it and you're not going to acknowledge it. And you're just not going to appreciate it. And a lot of times we confuse about our adversity. And the reason why we confuse, because we never consider the end. We think things just going to go on as it is, as it is, as it is. Not putting our mind to the end. At some point in time, you got to know things are coming to an end. And we do, but we do it by looking out the window rather than looking in what? The mirror. Because when you look at the mirror, you can't look at other people's adversity and other people's problems and other people's trouble. You got to look at your own and understand why you're going through what you're going through. And it's ultimately just a test. Yahweh is trying to prove you. He's trying to know what's in your heart. Are you going to humble yourself to this situation? Are you going to humble yourself to this thing? Are you going to humble yourself in these problems? Or are you going to allow yourself to be taken away at the end? And there you, it's like you wait all the way on this race to get to the end, to get tired, and then trip. And now the race is gone. When you're at the end, that's when you should be at your most careful place. That's when you're thinking the greatest, because you're at the end. Ain't that what y'all tell y'all? Boxers as trainers, look, don't get to the end and run out of gas. And now all of a sudden you done went hard. Now you're out of gas, and the car ain't going to start because somebody whooping your tail. And when you're at the end now, nobody can save you. The only one that can save you at the end is who? And yourself. Because you prepared for the end. You prepared for it. But if you don't prepare for the end as if there is no end, you're going to see it is an end, and you weren't ready for it. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. The greatest time that Yahweh gave us is the end. We think it's the beginning, but no, it's always been the end. In his eyes, we just don't know that because he don't think like us. And his ways are not like us. But once we begin to start thinking like him, watch what it says. Deuteronomy 4 and 29.
It reads, "But if from thence thou seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall find him. And if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, when you are in tribulation, and all these things that come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yah your Elohim and shall be obedient unto his voice."
Why? Because now you're in tribulation. Now you're in the latter days. But you're seeking him with all your heart, with all your soul. And you turn to him. 31st verse.
"For Yahweh your Elohim is a merciful Elohim. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them."
Yeah, he's not going to forget that because you endured to the end. And that's what Yahweh wants. He's choosing, but he's choosing from those who endure to the end. And he knows when you endure to the end. Let me show you a sign of one that's enduring to the end. The very end, because things are coming to an end. Even if you believe, well, wait, the captivity ain't coming to an end. Well, your life might come to an end. There is a thing called the end, and we got to know that. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy 32, because I want you to see how one knows. In other words, this is the great sign that will separate you from the pack. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, the 29th verse.
Deuteronomy 32 and 29. "Oh, that they were wise."
Oh, that they were wise.
"That they understood."
And if they didn't understand nothing else, they understood this.
"That they would consider their latter end."
And why? That they would consider their end, their latter end, their last end. And how do you consider your last end? You got to put your mind to it. You got to know that your life have a purpose, and that purpose will come to an end. That's what's going to help you. So if your mind is on being saved in any kind of way, if your mind is on salvation in any kind of way, then you're thinking about the end. Let me make sure I live my life to the end. In other words, I'm going to get wiser. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get righteous. I'm going to get even meeker than I've ever been before. I'm going to get stronger, not weaker. Some people in the end become sick, weak, destitute. No, that ain't what you want to become. Man, I live my life to the full. I didn't even think about my health, but now I'm going to think about my health. Man, used to this, that. No, man, I'm about to drink more water. I'm about to do more walking. I'm about to do more running. I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm going to watch what I think. I'm going to watch what I do. Because now you're thinking about the end. You're not just thinking about the beginning. I'm even going to watch my words, what I say out of my mouth. Why? Because the scriptures say, life and death is in the tongue. Say something to the wrong person, that's it. And you got to know that. I remember years ago, it was in the 80s, late 80s. Never forget this. And I was just like some of the other brothers, me, even some of the sisters, I was a fighter. And I didn't like to fight. But I ended fights. And I never forget seeing my big brother fighting, and I'm just deciding when I'm about to jump in. Because he's not faring well. Balled up that fist, thinking, hearing somebody out of this ear saying something I didn't like. And before I can cock, he done cocked, but with a gun. And it's in my face. Yeah, he beat me way to the draw and had a stronger weapon. And all I can do is look down, because I wasn't about to look that burrow in the face. This never happened to me before. So it was unique, it was strange, and it was there. And I'm looking down. But I didn't feel panic, because as I was looking down, I seen his feet moving, and they was moving backwards. So I knew I probably was okay, and I was young. But I knew this pistol I got on my right hand wasn't going to go. That trigger is going to be in my pocket from now on before I start jumping. And that literally stopped me from fighting on the streets. Literally stopped me. I woke up real quick. And I said to myself, oh, this is how they fight now. Right. let me change the game up, you know. Because everything come to an end. And my fighting days came to an end right then and there. That way anyway. And the Creator spared me. Watch what this says again in the 29th verse.
Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end.
Yeah, and everything comes to an end. Even a day comes to an end. But you know what people do? They sleep right past the day and won't even think about the night and won't pray, won't do nothing. Oh, my God, got you through the day? And brought you to the night so you can rest, so you can sleep, so you can pray, so you can meditate, so you can be with your family. But you just walk through it like it was nothing, because you never considered your end. Here we are on a Sabbath day, and the Creator considered this the what? The end of the week. The seventh day, the Sabbath day. You mean you're not going to acknowledge Him at the end of the week? A day that He said He rested and He made everything in 6 days and rested the Sabbath day, so you won't take time to acknowledge your Father's creation, His great mercy and goodness that He bestowed upon you. Mike in the back to my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
In regards to that testimony on you being on the street fighting?
Yes.
Look at what the Creator tells us in Psalms 35, verse 1 through 6. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Psalms 35, verse 1. Plead my cause, O Yahweh, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded, and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of Yahweh chase them. And let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of Yahweh persecute them.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's beautiful. And David, man, he was a warrior from his youth. He knew Yah, and Yah knew him, and Yah put that spirit on him. And these are the words of a warrior. These are the words of a humble man that understood there's going to be dark and slippery times that you're going to have to call upon the Most High. And unfortunately, I wasn't that man at that time. I didn't even know Yahweh. I didn't even know when I was that age. I think I might have was 18, 19 years old, so he knew me. He knew me. And that's why I praise Yah. Yeah, he knew me. But it didn't take me long. Once I knew Yah that we had to consider the end. Our latter end. And that's why the scripture said, oh, I wish there was a heart in them that they would consider their latter end. How are you going to consider your latter end? You don't even talk about the end. Most people don't even want to talk about death. Man, I don't talk about death. Man. Some people don't even want to talk about growing up. Talk about growing up. It's just certain things they don't even want to talk about. And here we are 400 years later, and what people talking about? It ain't the end. Well, when is the end, man? When is it? I don't know. I mean, it just don't even want to talk about it, deal with the end at all. And why? Look what the Creator said about the end in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Only reason we have a heart to deal with it, to talk about it, because that's the type of heart that Yahweh wants you to have. He wants you to have a heart that will consider the end. How can you become your best if you're not considering the end? Somebody who, track star, they done considered the whole race before they even ran it. And then they considered every opponent before they matched up against them. And they said, well, this is the fastest one. And he ran a 47 point this. Man, I can beat that. And every day, you know what they're trying to beat? 47 point that. Because if I beat that, I beat the whole. But I know I gotta be hydrated. I got to stretch. I got to work out. But I know. If he ran that, he trying to beat that too. You got to consider the end. Ecclesiastes 7, watch what it says in the very first verse.
A good name is better than precious ointment.
And that's what Shalem was considering. A good name is better than precious ointment.
And the day of death than the day of one's birth.
Yeah, that sounds like some voodoo or something. How's your death going to be better than one's birth? Because this is how the Most High thinks. He don't think like we think. Watch what it says in the second verse.
It is better to go to the house of mourning.
It is better to go to the house of mourning. I done heard people growing up say, I don't go to funerals. I never heard nobody say, I don't go to weddings. Never. But I done heard them say, I don't go to funerals. But it is better to go to the house of mourning
than to go to the house of feasting.
Uh-huh.
For that is the end of all men.
Yeah, that's the end of all men.
And the living will lay it to his heart.
And the living will lay it to his heart. Because, man, if this man can die, if this man can come to an end, so can I. So let me get myself together. If this man drunk himself to death, I can drink myself to death. If this man smoked himself, I can do the same. If this man had cancer or colon this or liver that or kidney this, or that can happen to me. Let me get myself together. Let me see what my end going to be. I don't want my end like that. I want my end better than this. Watch what it says.
Sorrow is better than laughter.
Man, what kind of mess is that?
Sorrow is better than laughter. And when you saw enough, you understand it. Because people laughing all the time and nobody's serious. Nobody taking nothing serious. They ain't considering nothing because they always laughing. But that Saul person, he always thinking, always considering. He want to laugh, but it's short-lived because he know there's something more important than the laughter. There's something weighing down. You know how you used to be real bad growing up, and your mama and daddy used to say, yeah, there's something waiting around the corner right for you. You don't even see it yet, but it's waiting around there for you. You don't want to listen to school. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to the police. You don't want to listen to nobody. But there's something right around this corner that you're going to listen to, and you ain't going to have no choice. Now, I was talking to a young guy. I'm literally a few days ago, and mama trying to tell him, and he wouldn't listen. And I said, well, you don't have to listen to your mama. Because that's a honorable thing you do. But you don't have to listen to your mama. You don't have to listen to your daddy. You don't have to listen to me. But I guarantee you, there's somebody you do have to listen to. And they call, what they call them guys? They wake you up and say, get up. Correction officers, yes. And they steady correcting you. Tiny boy, come on, let's go. Turn them lights off. And them lights go off. Bang! All of them. Get in the shower. Just tell you. And you know what? Every step of the way you what? Yeah, you doing it. Where mama tell you, turn that light off. Turn the TV off. No, you still up. And they got the right name, correction officer. And they steady getting corrected. And then they like them. Yeah, I'm good with that. You know, I can handle that. Backwards. That's freedom to you, but this ain't freedom to you. Watch what it says. Watch this fourth verse. Now read that third verse again.
Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better.
Yeah, the heart is made better. Now you things in your heart, now you become a little bit more dedicated, more diligent. Why? Because the sorrow get you to start thinking, man, I can't, you know, how many heart attacks do I need to have before I just start saying I can't smoke no more? How many, you know, times I got to have a blood clot before I need to leave some of this stuff alone that's causing it. But we just not considering the end. The end don't mean nothing to us. And when it don't, it should mean something to the living. And sometimes that still don't. That's why I don't even like going to funerals. They say, this is a celebration. I'm like, man, no, I'm mourning. We fast, you know. And it is a celebration, but it's not the type of celebration that everybody want to have. And they will turn a funeral into feasting. Watch the fourth verse.
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning.
Because that's the end. That's where the heart of the wise is. You got to think about the end. You got to think about the end. My sister talking to her mother and them, and do she got to move all the way to Cincinnati? Not really, but I know where they heart is. They thinking about the end. They not. That's what they thinking about. But everybody's not thinking about that. They just know we need to be with the righteous. We need to be together. We need to unify. We need to and. But everybody don't, they not thinking that. My brother Amazing came all the way from Las Vegas, across country. He said, I know where I need to be. And I said, look here, man, take your time, man. No, man, I'm getting there. And he came. And he came. Yeah, he took everything. Yeah. Yeah, you older, that's all. They young still. Oh, yeah, yeah. How many hours for y'all? Oh, yeah, you beat them double, so, yeah, I can understand you not going back, yeah. It says, the heart of the wise is in the house of money, but the heart of fools is in the house of what? Yeah, they ain't considering nothing. They just happy all the time. I mean, you happy all the time. I mean, you partying all the time. You turning up all the time. You rejoicing all the time. But you ain't sad about nothing. No, man, I'm living life to its fullest. We know where your heart at. We know where your heart is. Fifth verse.
It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of fools.
Some people, all they want to do is listen to songs. The songs is good, but my goodness, some of them songs are fools. Every song ain't a good song. And just read that eighth verse for me.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof.
And Yahweh went through all that just to let you know the bottom line. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the only thing that can teach you that, the true essence of that, is wisdom. And here we are, many of us talking about the end. Of course, most people don't believe it, and I understand it. All your life, you know, hundreds of years, your ancestors, and you only know one thing. All you ever known is America. All you ever known is the curses. All you ever known is this, you know, for most of us, this Black Lives Matter stuff, this is nothing. You got to live through the 60s. You got to live through some other eras before you start thinking things is real bad now. Even back in the 60s, people were like, man, we're blessed, guys. Back in the early 1900s, late 1800s, it was terrible, you know. And it was great men in every generation. But these great men could not stop the word of Yahweh, you know, that we will be the tail and not the head. And we are. But don't you want to be the head? And the way you be the head, you got to start thinking about the end. And it's okay to plan and all that. That's good. It's good, but you can't allow your plans to confuse the end. And a lot of people do. Even Moses knew the end. Not his. I'm talking about he knew our end. Watch what he said in the book of Deuteronomy 31. Again, I want to ask people, you knew you only had a few days to live, what would you do? And most people, it would be hard for them to even say they were, you know, and most of the answers is they were, you know, just make sure they talk to everybody they love, you know, reach out to everybody they love, tell them they love them, and this, that, and the other. If you watch TV, you'll create a bucket list, and you try to make sure you do everything you could on that bucket list. But what would the righteous do if they know they only had a few days to live, you know? Hey, that's what you would think. That's what you would think. Look, we at the end now. They don't look like nobody going in no mercy bag. They look like they